Good evening, all you out there in Radio Land. This is Sheila Q. You're listening to Dishpan Hands on CJMQ. Tonight on the show, we have Scott Cudmore, who is a totally brilliant filmmaking genius, who I discovered completely randomly on YouTube one evening, looking up videos for my favorite bands. I came across that of Witch's Wand by Sloan, my favorite band of all time. I greatly anticipated seeing this video, and it absolutely did not disappoint. So that led me to discovering even more by this great and visionary fellow, I think. And so we're lucky enough to have him on the show tonight. So good evening, Scott.
Hi.
Now that I've, I told you I'm going to be just like James Lipton when I grow up and say nice things about people. So tell us how you got started with an interest in filmmaking. How did you get into this career?
Well, I guess I got really into film in high school. I saw this movie called Oh Lucky Man by this British director named Lindsay Anderson, and it's this like very strange kind of Brechtian story about a coffee salesman starring Malcolm McDowell.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd never seen a movie like it before that used so many strange cinematic techniques and told the story in such a bizarre way. And it was kind of like the first film experience I'd had like that. And then since then, I got really into Lindsay Anderson's movies and Malcolm McDowell movies. Of course, The Clockwork Orange, and then I discovered Stanley Kubrick, and I guess that's kind of how it started. And then I went to Ryerson in Toronto for film,
right?
And yeah, I guess like from since then I've been doing things.
So, getting into the music video business, how did that start? How did you decide to go down that road?
Because most of my friends are musicians. So
okay.
I did one, and then that led to another one, and it was an area of film where I was able to get work, thankfully. And it's also kind of a medium, the music video, that I like and believe in, and it's a chance to do interesting things and experiment and before you do like a film or.
Sure. Well,
commercials certainly don't allow that. So, I mean, I like music videos. If I could make music, I would. So it's kind of the closest I can get.
Sure. And you're visually telling the story. Still, like you say, you know, if you're working in commercials or something like that, it's much shorter. Still an important thing because you're trying to get a point across, but when you have the opportunity to tell a story through a music video, it's a multimedia experience.
Yeah.
So what was like the Sloan video,
right.
that was the initial one that I saw, the first of your work that I saw. One of the things that I found really striking about it, and then became something that I noticed about your other work, is the color
right.
in it is really striking to me, that there's it's simple, but there's a richness about the color that you see. It's not punchy and loud color, but it's this subtlety. Is that something that is really done purposely, or does that come out more depending on who you're working with?
It's definitely done purposefully. I collaborate often with a cinematographer named Michael LeBlanc, and he co-directed that video with me, actually. It's the only time I've co-directed anything. But, I'm not really interested in high contrast, like, really saturated looks for music videos. It's done a lot, and I don't like it very much. I prefer the look of, like, old movies.
Sure.
So when we shoot with that in mind, and then color it that way. Like that video is very low contrast, and it's just like it's an older look that I appreciate much more than the sort of look of Hollywood movies now, or music videos especially.
There's something really soothing about it. I absolutely love that, and I totally encourage anyone out there who wants. First of all, you could go to scottcudmorefilm.com and then it's very easy to get to the music videos are all, the ones that you've worked on are listed there. So anybody who wants to go and see, it's quite an easy process. Go and check it out, guys. ScottCudmoreFilm.com. If you go on my Facebook later, I'll definitely leave the link for you so you can check it out. And or if you didn't get that, you can email me at dishpan_hands@hotmail.com. And I will send you in the right direction. So why don't we pitch that one? Let's launch that song, Scott. We should start off with Witch's Wand.
Okay.
What started it all for me. And it's my show, so I get to do that.
So you can do it. Play Witch's Wand.
So, sure. All right. Well, do you want to let people know that's what we're going to listen to, even though I've already sort of told them that?
You're going to be listening to Witch's Wand by Sloan.
On CJMQ 88.9.
On CJMQ 88.9.
FM. More with Scott Cudmore here on CJMQ 88.9 FM. This is Dishpan Hands. My name is Sheila Q. And, yeah, we're putting the woe back in Wednesdays. Every Wednesday night from 9 to 11 on CJMQ. So, Scott Cudmore, now, what term is it that you use to describe yourself? Do you say filmmaker? Do you say director? Which one do you prefer?
I don't care.
It's all of those things.
It's all the same.
I just know some people say, like, a really
specific...
director
makes more sense, maybe. Okay. Filmmaker, anyone who's really on the set is a filmmaker.
Okay, oh yeah, I suppose. I hadn't really thought about it that way.
Specific.
Okay, so director.
And let's go with director.
Sounds good. Perfect. Okay, so
yeah.
we spoke about your interest in how it, your career in directing and film began. Now, what about the process about getting in contact with a band and making a video with a band? Well, how does that work?
Well, I mean, it happens in different ways. Sometimes I contact a band that I want to work with.
Right.
Other times a band maybe knows my work and contacts me directly.
Mm-hmm.
That happens. Or I'm represented by a production company called Vision.
Mm-hmm.
Film, and often, like, the most formal way it happens would be record labels that are looking for videos for their artists will send the track to music video production companies, and then the executives at that company will send those tracks to their roster of directors or whichever directors they think are suited to that track. So they'll have their guy who does hip-hop videos, maybe, and they'll send them hip-hop videos, and then they'll have the guys who do more indie videos, or... sort of goes like that.
Right, so depending on the style of the director in question, it matches up better with depending on which band is looking for somebody, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
Doesn't always depend on the style of the director. I mean, the label... where the artist will look at the roster, the reels of those directors on like that roster, and say like, "Oh, well, I like this guy, this guy, and this guy."
So, who, if you had a chance to choose who you would like to work with, like you said, you have approached some bands in the past. Who would you choose? Who would you like to work with?
If I could work with anybody,
yeah,
Beyonce.
Wow. I wasn't really expecting that, but you know what? I bet you could put a whole new spin on Beyonce.
I think it'd be really interesting.
Sure.
I love Beyonce. I'd love to do a Beyonce video. I think that'd probably be my number one one. Other than that, I don't know. There's a lot of bands that I'd love to work with.
So if you had a chance to work with somebody else in film, who would you choose?
I don't know. I wouldn't want to work with my idols, so...
Why not? Would it take the shine off?
No, it's not even that. I just, like... I like to be a spectator. And I'd probably be scared.
Too frightening. Don't want to do it. Okay, well... So, what about... what's up and coming for you? Do you have other bands you're going to be working with on videos soon? Do you have anything planned for the near future?
There's always some stuff going on. I'm working on something with a guy named Timber Tambor.
Mm-hmm.
And this rapper called Decisive.
Okay. So what?
Yeah.
What would you say is your favorite video of the ones that you've worked on so far? Like, okay, first of all, which was the that's maybe not fair. But I was gonna say, who would be your favorite of the bands that you've worked with? Okay, no, we'll leave that one aside. What would you say would be the video that you're the most pleased with?
I don't know. That's a tough question, actually.
Is that like choosing between your children?
I guess I should always be most pleased with most recent one. I'm probably most pleased, I guess, with the Brian Borchardt video, and
yes.
And I just finished one. It's not out yet, but for Sarah Sleen and the Art of Time ensemble.
Oh, really? Oh, that's cool.
And that one, I'm really happy with too.
You gotta get that one up on the site.
It will be soon.
Great. Oh, wait.
Yeah.
So one of the bands that I discovered thanks to your playlist on YouTube was 16mm, and we had Jeffrey Powell on the show last week, who's very, very good bassist with 16mm. I have to make sure to say that, because
and very
it's true.
Handsome.
And very good, very handsome. He's an entertaining, wonderful fellow who's going to come to Pop Montreal in the fall, because he promised me he would. So... So, and I'm going to make him know, well, okay, that's maybe a slight exaggeration, but that's okay, because I'm Sheila Q, and that's part of my thing. And so with 16mm, their video is so, again, it's that, I want to say crisp, but it's not crisp. I want to say clean, but it's not that either. There is something very, very appealing, and it's that soothing factor about your videos, that with the color and the settings too. This I heard that it was a mansion where that video was filmed.
Yeah, in North Burnaby.
Yes.
This is a great location. Yeah, that one we tried to make it look like a, like I said before. I mean, I like the look of old movies. That one we wanted it to look like a Godard film.
Which it absolutely does. There's a you can definitely see it right down to the girl who plays kind of like a character in the video. The first person you see when when the video opens, it's such a fantastic song too. So we'll put that one on next.
Okay.
So would you like to introduce 16mm?
This is 16mm, and their song. SOS.
Yay, on CJMQ 88.9 FM. You're listening to CJMQ 88.9 FM. My name is Sheila Q, and you're listening to Dishpan Hands. Now for the final installment in the legendary Scott Cudmore interview of Audiot 9. Now, I noticed from the website and from the playlist as well on YouTube that you've done a lot of work with Great Lake Swimmers.
Yeah.
So talk about what's it like working with those guys?
It's great. They're friends by now, and I've done a lot of work. I've done more work with them than any other band, for sure.
There's an excellent match of the appearance of the videos and their music. It just, you can see that there's a familiarity there.
They're all very different. I have a new one that I'm working on now coming out soon for them, and it's also very, very different.
What's the name of that track?
It's a song called Still from their new record. And it's actually like very, it's a different sort of music video altogether too.
So can you tell us when will that one be up on the site so we can have a look?
I don't want to say, because I shot it 2 months ago.
Okay.
And it's still not done.
Well, sometimes you don't want to rush it anyway. We just know this will be a great reason for people to keep going back, because they'll look at other stuff on the site. And then one day the new Great Lake Swimmers.
It won't be long, though. Within a month, for sure.
Great.
Yeah.
What do you find the most challenging aspect of your work?
I don't know. I think that the challenges change from project to project.
Right.
It's never
so
the
it could
same.
Be a technical thing, or it could be a lighting thing, or it could be a like match being able to work things out well with the group in question, or just depending on what.
You know what? The most challenging thing actually is probably doing everything you need to do in a day, because with these video budgets, most of them come from VideoFact, and it's usually you only have enough money to shoot one day.
Wow,
12 hours.
Really?
And it's really hard to sometimes get everything you need.
I can't imagine that. I had no idea that it was that short, brief.
Very, very short. Very, very short. So everybody has to be...
It's not one of those things where you can
really
be like, oh, well, you know, things aren't working today, so we'll just call it a day, come back in tomorrow. No, no. So it's got to happen there.
It's got to happen. That 16mm video is probably there were a lot of setups in that video.
Yes.
It was pretty crazy.
Including a little crazy fun line dance at the end, which is maybe my favorite part.
We had maybe an hour to do that. Like, everything had to be done very, very quick.
I love the bathtub, too. That's a great... And the two... See, this is this whole idea of things that I don't... I love questioning, well, what just happened there? Like, she goes and puts the posters up on the wall. There's a motorcycle or a bicycle?
Yep.
Yes, and one of them
is a girl on a bike.
And the other one is the irises by Van Gogh.
Yeah.
And then there's the snapping of the fingers and changing of colors. What is that? It feels like a conversation.
It is. Yeah.
So what's being said there?
I don't know. They're having an argument about what color the film, like that video is like plays with the like idea of cinema a lot.
Yeah.
And that's just, they're having an argument about what color tints should be on this.
It keeps switching.
Yeah.
I love it. I think that's so cool.
Thanks.
So back to Great Lake Swimmers, you'll have a new one coming up, so we'll make sure to check that one out. And we're going to finish with Great Lake Swimmers tonight, but first we're going to do the final four. Once again, inspired by James Lipton, who is inspired by somebody else who I can't remember, who always asks questions to the celebrities that he interviews. Now, I have my final four. So, are you ready? This is what I will say to my friends. Are you ready? Okay. You ready? So, name one of your greatest strengths.
My greatest strength is probably that I can shoot laser beams out of my eyes.
Can you control them, though?
Yes, I can control them.
So you're one up on Cyclops, but kind of like Deadpool was at the end of
Wolverine. I have two laser beams.
Wow. Okay. That's you should use
and they're
that.
They're multifunctional. I can use them for different things, to melt things, to move things.
I love it and want to steal that power from you.
You can't.
Why not? I work in a high school. You know how useful that could be? I could actually move people? I would. Why not? Okay. We'll move on to one of your greatest weaknesses.
My greatest weakness is my Achilles heel.
Uh-oh. That's only one of them?
I have no idea what that means.
Do you have more than one?
I have two, yeah. They're both weak.
Oh, no.
I could be stopped if someone was to sever those things.
Well, you know what? The nice thing about that is that's quite a common weakness. And it's very, very rare that anyone is actually stopped in that manner, and I really hope that you aren't.
I hope so, too. I just thought of that scene in Pet Sematary where...
Oh, no, 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 no. Yeah, Judd, the neighbor.
Gage.
Oh, Gage.
Judd. I can't even believe I remember their names.
I know.
Anyway.
Yeah, that was...
That movie.
You know what?
Those guys.
And that was one of those scenes that was very well done, actually, from the book to the movie. That was that was just as twisted and screwed up as I imagined it would be.
Bad movie, though.
Oh, very horrible. But that scene was still kind of upsetting.
I got really into Fred Gwynne as a kid when I saw that film, though.
Oh, yeah. Well, hey, look.
Good.
He was actually one aspect of it that was sort of watchable. Okay, so now, strength. We've got laser vision. And some people have their eyes corrected with lasers. yours are correct with lasers. I love it.
Exactly.
And weakness, we've got Achilles heels. And now favorite candy.
Oh, that's easy. Sour keys.
Ooh.
Sour
okay.
soothers.
Nice.
Whatever they are. I think they're officially sour soothers.
What is...
In everyone's mind, they're sour keys. Those are the best candy.
It's
I can't eat those until my tongue bleeds.
It's. I love how they... they had to make candy politically correct. It's very... It's a really a strange thing, but
yeah,
I could. There's too many forms of candy that I could eat until my tongue bleeds. Rockets being one of the big ones. At Halloween, when I put candy in kids' bags, I actually take rockets out, but I'm really good at doing it, so they don't notice most of the time. Or else I'll ask kids that I know who come to the door, "Do you like rockets?" "Yes." "Okay." And then another one will come by. "Do you like rockets?" "Not really." "Can I have yours?" And then by the end of the night, I'm doing pretty well. But by
I like rockets.
About 3 days after, I'm in a diabetic coma, so it's with an inflamed tongue. All right, so
hard.
It's pretty.
Tough.
Hey, but my
I like
Achilles
chips
heels.
A lot too. Those aren't candy.
What?
I like chips a lot too.
Oh,
those
nice.
Aren't candy.
You can decide they are.
Okay.
And so, what do you want to be remembered for? But
probably
aside from this interview.
Yeah, this interview, probably something somebody else did.
Okay. You mean kind of like get the credit for it? Get them to work really hard on it, produce it, and then everybody can say, "Man, I love Scott Cudmore."
Yeah.
I like it. I might steal that idea, too. I'm an idea thief. People don't know that. Okay, well, they all think it's me. It's not. I'm not a very original person at all. So... as I had previously mistakenly referred to your spiny rock, we've decided is possibly a stegosaurus, we'll end off with you introducing that last track for that's from the videos that you've worked on.
Okay.
And so how about you go ahead and do that?
Oh, this is Your Rocky Spine by Great Lake Swimmers.
And if you want to go and see that video, you can do that online, either at scottcudmorefilm.com or on YouTube. And
yeah, avoid YouTube.
Okay, go there. Because go to Scott's website, because there's so many other great things to see, including nosebleeds, which made me delightfully uncomfortable. I loved it. It was so fantastic. So thank you very much for being on the show tonight.
No problem. Thank you.
And we'll definitely be in touch. I'll be watching for that new video on the site. So,
great.
Okay, this is CJMQ.
Okay, thanks a lot.
88.9 FM.